it's been really good. And what's so weird is that it's been, I thought it would be just rooms full of Asian American women. And to a certain extent in California it is. But then in places like Detroit or in Sonoma, you know, where there are hardly any Asian Americans, there are a lot of people that are interested in real life stories, you know, and about the predicaments that we face and the kinds of issues that we have to come across. So, you know, there's so many different people, mothers-in-law who have, you know, daughters or sons-in-law who are Asian American, or adopted parents of Chinese baby girls. I mean, these people that I never really thought about when writing the book. So I think in the end, it's just a lot of questions coming out. You know, my presentations when I do them are less about book reading and more about just presenting material and information. So, you know, it ends up being a really good discussion. And so there's just a whole lot of curiosity, you know. And that's so weird because throughout my life, especially growing up in the suburbs in New York, we were never brought up, or my family never brought me up to explore my past and, you know, talk about these things that made me Asian American. So the fact that now, 30 years later, there is a public that actually cares about your story or about the stories of hundreds of Asian American women, you know, that's more to the point. It's really, I have no words to explain that. It's unfathomable.